Anything new in terms of Richter's transformation?
Richter's transformation remains the biggest problem in CLL. There are some new things. So there's a little bit of activity of both ibrutinib and venetoclax as single agents in Richter's transformation. You can't even get complete remissions, but they tend not to be very durable. I think the most exciting thing is that there appears to be activity of checkpoint blockade. Pembrolizumab in a Mayo study has been published to have a 40-50% response rate, particularly in Richter's developing on ibrutinib. And then the MD Anderson is doing a study combining ibrutinib to treat the CLL with nivolumab to treat the Richter's, and they've reported some excellent responses in that setting as well. How durable these responses will be, we don't know yet. And it is pretty clear that the CLL doesn't seem to be controlled by the checkpoint blockade, and so hence the combination with ibrutinib in the case of the MD Anderson.
Have you or would you use a checkpoint inhibitor outside a trial setting for Richter's?
I have, yes, and I would, because we just don't have a lot of options. I have to say, the main case where I've had significant benefit from doing it was a patient with an EBV-positive Richter's, which I think is consistent with what we might expect for viral-type cancer potentially responding to checkpoint blockade. And so that's where I've gotten the most mileage out of it. But we typically have so little for these patients that I have used it outside of a trial.
What about chemotherapy or chemoimmunotherapy with a checkpoint inhibitor for Richter's transformation? Is that being looked at?
That's interesting. I am not aware whether that's being looked at currently. We're actually doing a trial of venetoclax with our EPOC, ourselves, for Richter's transformation.
Wow, that's interesting. Now, I'm just reflecting on all the checkpoint plus chemo trials and data, you know, your lung cancer, everybody's getting it, small cell, squamous, et cetera. So I don't know if there's really a synergy there and whether it would even apply in CLL, but I've had a hard time understanding the biology of what Richter's transformation is. What's your view?
That's an interesting problem. I think it is a unique kind of diffuse large B-cell lymphoma. It's not exactly GCB or ABC. It has some of its own genetic features. It certainly has marked genetic instability compared to CLL, typically with TP53 mutation, often with MYC, often with NOTCH1, and often with 9P deletion, CDKN2A deletion. It remains a very big problem, and that's something we're trying to study in the context of our trial. We're getting biopsies pre and post the venetoclax and trying to better understand the biology, but it's hard to get enough sample from enough patients to really understand it.